Meanwhile, the German chieftain, the Frankish baron, the Northman duke, or whatever their names and titles, occupied their share of the territory which once had been part of the great Roman Empire, and among the ruins of past glory they built a world of their own, which pleased them mightily, and which they considered quite perfect. They managed the affairs of their castle and the surrounding country to the best of their ability. They were as faithful to the commandments of the Church as any weak mortal could hope to be. They were sufficiently loyal to their king or emperor to keep on good terms with those distant but always dangerous potentates. In short, they tried to do right, and to be fair to their neighbors, without being exactly unfair to their own interests. It was not an ideal world in which they found themselves. The greater part of the people were serfs or villeins, farmhands, who were as much a part of the soil upon which they lived as the cows and sheep whose stables they shared. Their fate was not particularly happy, nor was it particularly unhappy. But what was one to do? The good Lord who ruled the world of the Middle Ages had undoubtedly ordered everything for the best. If he, in his wisdom, had decided that there must be both knights and serfs, it was not the duty of these faithful sons of the Church to question the arrangement. The serfs, therefore, did not complain, but when they were too hard driven, they would die off like cattle, which are not fed and stabled in the right way, and then something would be hastily done to better their condition.